Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Not by his answer, but the whole Ron Harper thing that, you know, Harper suddenly, like, I remember we said no one had heard it, that he wanted Jordan or that he was upset that he didn't get Jordan on the shot. So.
Yeah, and if you'd like to hear that again, you can go to 92.3thefan.com, radio.com, hit the rewind button, and away you go. Joining us now, his work apparently done for the day, so he gets to goof off in his apartment all by himself. He's Andrew Siciliano from the NFL Network. Hello, Andrew, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. Hold on. What was that? What, go back. What did you say?
Got it all right there.
No. Something about goofing off. What was that?
Aren't you goofing off in your apartment all day now?
All I do.
See?
All I do.
Didn't you do your work for the day already?
No, we're not even close to
that. Oh. Yeah, no. Come on, man.
You're
going to be making making scrambled eggs, having some toast. What's your work day like now?
No, it's all good. I love my job. Love it. Grateful for health and grateful for work. How are you?
Sure. Yeah, I get it.
Good.
Rather than going to the offices, you're working from home doing work on the NFL Network. What's a day like now?
It's not much different, honestly. It's just from here. It's same as always, 5 a.m. wake up and 6 a.m. meeting and shows on at 10, although the only difference is we're taping a lot of it earlier, so usually start taping it around 7 and then stand by usually until 2 o'clock-ish. So anything happens, get back on the air. Some days I'll do two shows. I'll do Total Access again at 4. So, no complaint, as I said, no complaint.
Andrew, what do you think some of the, like, David Tepper came out and said he thought that some fans might be able to be in the stands when the season starts. More than just, I mean, we can sit here and hypothetical this whole thing. What kind of timelines do you think they need to set up to see that they could say, okay, we can't let fans in, or we can't do this, or we can do this. Maybe we can't have teams playing in California. Maybe they've got to. Yeah, at some point, do you think they need to set up a timeline of decision making of saying, okay, well, at this point, we're going to say no fans. At this point, we're going to say, depending on what's going on.
It's a great question, and there simply isn't an answer. I think that it could be something that evolves even, and this is just me speculating, and it is pure speculation. Sure. It could be something that evolves even during the season. My opinion only, it wouldn't stun me if September, no fans, December, fans. I mean, there are so many unanswered questions. And like I always keep saying, well, let's see what baseball does. Let's see what basketball does. Let's see what hockey does. Well, they're still trying very much to figure it out. I think they will provide a template to a degree, but it also depends on how the Bundesliga does. In all seriousness, German soccer is opening up this week, next week. Let's see how they do. And they're going to do it without fans. They're doing it without fans right now in Korea with baseball, and in Taiwan, the same. And it is a learning process. But it is a great question because people just assume, well, we're 4 months away. We're not really, because July, the end of July, is training camp. What will training camps look like? And I think, and this is the big question, The big issue will be moving forward, how does it differ state to state? So when Arizona comes out Tuesday and says, hey, we're open for business. You know, when Florida is doing dramatic wrestling performances, and, you know, that fake stuff in Florida, and they claim any sports team can move there. Okay. Well, do teams actually want to do that? And it's one thing for a state to say, we're open for business. And I know everyone wants to get excited. And look, it's a very positive sign when a state says, we're open for business. But, well, then what does that business look like if and when a state – a team, rather, or a league gets there? And will players continue to test negative once the competition begins? You had a UFC fighter. I don't watch UFC at all, but I was told a UFC fighter right tested positive the night before, and then you're out. So what happens when your quarterback tests positive on Saturday night? He's out too. So, you know, that's you got to be open to almost every possibility.
Andrew Siciliano joining us from the NFL Network. Virtual offseason so far, and some teams, the New Orleans Saints obviously, saying, you know what, we'll see you at training camp. Andrew, what impact is that going to have? Do you think it's going to be major, or do you think it's going to be minor, and maybe it leads to revision of anything, or just where does that fall?
Yeah, it's. I'm kind of going to go back to the last answer, and it depends, I think, team by team. First off, we've said the entire time that the teams with continuity, coach, quarterback, GM, everything, the teams with the continuity are in the best position to succeed. That only means so much. But right now, teams that have the same offensive system and a quarterback returning and the same coordinators, those teams are the best set up. But you could have a scenario in which one team gets 3 weeks to training camp because where they play, everything is cool and open, and another team has to relocate and doesn't get in as much work. The NFL prides itself, and they have made it very clear, on having a level playing field. What works for the Browns, works for the Rams, works for the Cowboys, works for the Dolphins. There are going to have to be some tough questions and answers, though, in the weeks to come, the months to come, as to can that rule still apply? And if it does, and I think it should, how do you logistically make that rule apply? I know everyone wants answers. I don't just mean the three of us. Everybody wants answers. There aren't enough answers right now. There are more questions, and there is a benefit of time, but that time that clock is ticking, so to speak.
Hey, just a quick peek at the Browns a little bit. Are you done if you're the Browns front office? Do you feel comfortable? Let's say everything's normal. Do you feel comfortable with the team they can roll out there next year right now, or do you think there's some work?
A team I think that they'd be comfortable going to training camp with. There's always, and again, this is a pandemic question, there's always like another wave of free agency when veterans get cut in training camp, right? Hey, maybe we can upgrade here at defensive back. Maybe we could upgrade a returner, or maybe there are always those guys. Look, there are still veterans out there. Logan Ryan is still out there. Who else? There's some other veteran DBs who are still out there. Cam Newton is still out there, for Pete's sake. I'm not saying the Browns are going to get Cam Newton, but there are still free agents to be had. I am curious what the next wave of free agency will look like. But, I would say that for the most part, most teams are kind of set for now. But you don't have a team on the field, so some of the normal concerns you might have in May, you don't have a good read on.
Andrew, I've seen stories with Cam Newton where he has said, hey, I'm not going anywhere to be anybody's backup. Does that mean he's that break glass in case of emergency quarterback who is sitting out, and the minute that somebody gets hurt, here comes Cam Newton to the rescue?
I think it could, and it's a great question. Cam hasn't really said much. Actually, it's been like Instagram videos of him working out. Joe Person, who's a great writer in Carolina and Charlotte for The Athletic, said he believes that there's no way he's going to be a backup. Ian Rappaport came on our show NFL Now last week. or this week, I have no idea what day it is, and said that he now believes that Cam is willing to be a backup. I was asking Kurt Warner yesterday on the air, or maybe it's today. No, it taped yesterday. It's airing today. Do you think Cam's big personality would be an issue? In other words, let's say you throw him behind, I'm just going to make this up, Sam Darnold, right? Do you want that big of a personality that kind of has a Pied Piper-like quality as the backup? Do you think that there will be some guys who go, no, bring in the former MVP as soon as the kid falters? Organizations have to make that kind of decision. You know, the other thing, too, is, and Peter King made this point on the show earlier this week, I think it's a great point in light of his conversation with Dr. Fauci and his column on Monday morning, is this is the year you definitely need a good backup quarterback, because this is purely a hypothetical. But Peter and I discussed this on the air. Let's say Dak Prescott, or name your star Pro Bowl quarterback, tests positive on Saturday night. He is asymptomatic, totally feels fine. You're not going to play him. You can't play him. Okay, well, you better have a good backup. Cowboys now do in Andy Dalton. Browns have one in Case Keenum. You better need a new backup. What is that backup, or good backup? What's he worth to you? And will a team with a very established quarterback go pay Cam Newton to be that guy? Do you now need two quarterbacks? Not because you know or you think one is going to get sick, just because you never know.
That's a great point. We'll see what happens with Cam. Andrew, thank you very much. Back to your day. Get working,
listen,
my friend.
Hold on real quick. I know we're out of time. I was not trying to be a jerk at the top. When we first started, we've all had those days. Today is one of those days. So I thank you guys for being able to deal with my falling asleep on the couch and waking up last night slobbering on the floor.
Oh my God, that's the same 4 hours that I have right now every day.
Yeah.
So that's okay.
Right.
There's
and
a couch too close
anyway,
to me right
alcohol
now.
Alcohol induced. That was just like pure wiped out. Grateful for health, grateful for work. Cannot say that enough times.
Yeah.
Bring me baseball. I am bored.
I understand. Andrew, thanks, buddy.
Goodbye.
Thanks, man.
Andrew Siciliano joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We'll talk about his quarterback thoughts. And when we come back, is, you know, the Browns are set in that situation. And as it turns out, that could be a very prudent signing by the Browns. It's next on Baskin and Phelps.
2020 Sports by Northeast Factory Direct. High-quality furniture, mattresses, hot tubs, kitchen cabinets, and more for about half what...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.